Politics in Papua New Guinea is not for the faint-hearted, and especially for women. At the last election, of those women who were brave enough to stand at all, not one was elected. Putting your name forward is the easy part, provided you have 10,000 kina to pay for your nomination fee. But Rufina Peter, who came as close as any female to being elected in 2017, says that means PNG elections are all about quantity and not the quality of candidates, men or women.
The political parties at the moment are not doing enough, that's for sure. In terms of how do they organise themselves, you know, how do they identify people, you know, go out and identify those people that they want to groom and bring into the political fold. Every election, people are just coming from anywhere and putting their hands up.
Ms. Peter polled more than 30,000 votes to come in third in the central regional seat in the national election last July. And although the next election is more than 3 years away, she's already preparing for her next campaign.
I think I came too close, you know, third. I feel I need to give it another shot. And this time, really preparing 4 years. Because the last time I contested, I only prepared for a few months, less than 5 months. This time I want to give it 4 years and see, do all the planning I need to do.
For one of the few women who have managed to win a seat in the PNG Parliament, former opposition leader Dame Carol Kidu says the country's political parties are just not stable enough. And she points to the PANGU party leader, Sam Basil, who campaigned against the O'Neill government only to swap sides and join their ranks once he was elected, taking most of his fellow PANGU MPs with him.
Political parties have been fluid for a very long time and they multiply before an election. There are a couple of long-term parties and they've in general been built around an individual, like Sir Michael or Sir Julius or Peter O'Neill and so on. Parties in themselves, I don't know that their policy frameworks vary tremendously. It's not such a policy-based thing. It's more a personality-based thing, perhaps.
Looking back on her career, Dame Carol says she received no support from any party group when she first stood in an election.
No, basically not. And I think in general, the parties have a lot more to do in terms of really mentoring candidates from now until the next election, not just prior to the election, where they do lots of scouting to try to find the most likely winners. Once the election was over, mentoring for the next one, and there's not enough of that being done. People get very limited support from their party.
Rufina Peter believes that the formation of a new political party led by a woman could boost the chances of seeing female MPs breaking through at the next election.
The discussion now is, should women have a political party? Yeah, perhaps. I see that we need to have a political party headed by a woman, and it'll be interesting to see how that evolves, and that might actually put the momentum for political parties to get their act together.
Ms. Peter says that the new party may be female-focused, but it should encourage men and women to get involved.
You can't do anything just with women, meaning that you need men's support. Men who have been in politics, I mean, not all men are bad. There are good men out there. So we need those men with experience. And, you know, in any case, we need there to be balance.
Dame Carol Kidu says while it will be hard to get the momentum going for a female-focused party, it could help Papua New Guineans warm to the idea of more women MPs and possibly a woman prime minister.
It could happen. I mean, at present, it doesn't look likely. But, you know, there are women of the calibre who could take that type of leadership, whether the electorate would put them in there in the first place, give them the chance to do that. That's one of the problems. But I think if anything like this will help slowly changing the mindset of Papua New Guineans. People haven't got their minds yet around perhaps the idea of a female prime minister, but it will certainly happen one day in the future.